case number 11,152, Tara McDonald, South of Route 54, Lighthouse Road, northeast of Pine Road, being lot 35 within Kingwick Development, a variance from a side yard setback requirement.
Please state your name and address for the record, please.
Tara McDonald, 37604 Pine Road, Selbyville, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
I apologize. I should have tried to retain her, I think, to help me out with this. This is the first time I've done anything like this.
You take your time. We'll try to help you.
Okay. I purchased the property in Kingwick on the Bay in May of this year, okay. And I had an in-ground pool put in approximately 2 or 3 weeks after I had purchased the property.
Mm-hmm.
We had the survey done from the survey company, True North, when we did the settlement on the house. The people from the pool company came out and lined everything up and showed me where they were going to put the pool. I was not there, unfortunately, when they dug and put the pole into the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, they moved it over approximately 5 feet from where they were supposed to put it to the right. So what I'm requesting is a 5-foot variance setback from the side setback.
Okay.
They told me that the reason that they did it was they thought that they had more room and the survey stakes were in the ground, but they were also concerned with where the stairs, where the deck were, and if somebody walked out in the night, that they would walk into the shallow end of the pool. So, unfortunately, they also poured the 1,000 square foot of concrete around the pool as well. So it would be a significant expense to have that broken up and have everything moved.
Okay.
I have spoken with the neighbors surrounding the property. They are all okay with it. I also have a letter that I had submitted from the community saying that it met within their 5-foot guidelines, so that the community was also okay with how it is now.
Okay.
If this was okay with the county.
All right.
Is there anything else that I can help to explain?
Well, I'm going to find out in just a moment for you, ma'am. Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. Rickards?
You get a permit for the pool?
Yes, sir.
Okay, what did the permit say to the builder that puts everything on there for the pool?
In terms of what the setbacks were?
Setbacks, it shows you everything.
Correct.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then the builder just went ahead without you knowing that?
Correct. Yeah, I was out of town when they put it in, and okay. So they came out and they spray painted where it was going to go. We measured it, pulled the lines, and when I came and saw what was in, it was moved, shifted over.
Mm-hmm. Jim, that's your knowledge.
Excuse me.
Again, that's your knowledge.
Yes.
Okay. What was the name of the pool company?
It's Pools and Spas Unlimited out of Milford.
Sorry, what?
Pools and Spas Unlimited out of Milford.
You have their address?
I'm sure I do. I don't know if I have it with me, but I'm sure I have their business card at home.
Okay.
They have two locations. There's one in Milford and I believe one in Middletown. It's the Milford location.
Milford location. All right.
Okay. Mr. Workman?
No questions.
Mr. Hudson?
Ma'am, did I hear you say that you did have it staked out where you wanted it?
Correct.
So you had you measured from your side? Sideline?
The gentleman from the pool company came out and actually spray painted. They had a tarp in the shape of the pool, and they laid that out, and then they spray painted it out.
Okay, so you had it all set, and then while you were out of town, they moved it closer to the line.
The pool was dug, yeah, correct. The pool was dug and installed when I was not present, unfortunately.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Mills?
Yes. Would you be kind enough to call the office tomorrow and provide them with the address?
Sure.
For the pool installer? There are standards for granting the variance. Had you addressed them in your application?
I believe they have been addressed.
Okay.
I had also submitted with the application a copy of the survey, because I had a location survey done after the pool was put in as well. And then also submitted a letter from the Kingwick Homeowners Association.
Maybe Mr. Mills is asking you, is there's 9 variant for granting a variance. Could you address those, please?
In terms of the uniqueness and...
Yes.
Okay. In terms of the uniqueness, again, unfortunately, with where the stairs were on the deck, and that's, the explanation that I have for why that had been shifted over quite to the right a little bit because of the concern for somebody walking into the backyard and not knowing and falling into the pool. In terms of developing the property, I don't know besides breaking, you know, without a huge expense of breaking out the concrete and actually having the crane come out and dig the pool and move that over, I don't know what the other alternative would be. And I guess that would also address the hardship. I don't believe it's going to impact the essential character of the neighborhood, characteristics of the neighborhood. And again, I do have the letter from the association saying that that, you know, that had been approved by the association. It's not going to be detrimental to public welfare. I believe it's the minimum that will afford the relief. And I think it also represents the least modification possible to mitigate the issue.
Okay. Mr. Mills?
Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Bird? Okay. Okay. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
Mr. Chairman, the office did receive a letter from Kenwick Building Committee in favor of
Thank you.
Application.
Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve 11,152. I don't believe it's the applicant's problem here. Hasn't been created by the applicant. It's been created by the builder. But also the fact that the survey shows that the property is unique, that there is uniqueness to it. And I address that. A variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. I believe that also. And the unnecessary hardship, like I said, was not developed by you. It was the pool company, and you had it in the right place at the first time. It was under the impression, is that correct, that it would be placed under those circumstances?
That is correct, sir.
Okay. And a variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and the requested variance is a minimum that will afford relief.
Okay, we have a second to that motion.
Second.
They have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,152. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated, and would further request that the letter be sent to the contractor.
Mr. Essen?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Warden?
Aye, for those reasons that were stated.
And Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
And aye, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,152 is approved at this time.
I appreciate it very much. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And what number would you like me to call in the morning with that address?
You should have
that there.
Should we get it for you, ma'am?
At the bottom. Okay. Thank you.
Excuse me.